system. Try the phone, but they don't list them. So I asked her for a number of the same. She said, step in my transporter.
Lydia, you just heard Cosmic Girl by Jamiroquai. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Radio Cures, and today's show is going to be very on theme, I think, for recent events. It's all about space today, going to space, going to the moon, with the recent Artemis II rocket that just returned Friday night. So yeah, it's going to be all very various outer space themes. Up next we have Starman by David Bowie. After that we have some Wilco coming up, Magnetic Fields, so stay tuned.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on window, I can see his light. If we can sparkle, he may land tonight. Don't tell your papa, or he'll get us locked up in time. There's a star.
Before the bed, more or less. Thank you.
Nick Fields. Before that, you heard Space by the Beta Band. And before that was My Flying Saucer by Billy Bragg and Wilco. I love all of those. Very different vibes, I feel like. Billy Bragg and Wilco have very the country vibe going on, but I'm very excited to see them this summer at Solid Sound. Space by the Beta Band. I'd never heard that one before today, but good, fitting the theme. And then the Magnetic Fields. I've been on a Magnetic Fields kick recently, and like they just have so many songs that are all so like they just, you know, scratch the itch in my brain in a different way. They also have some very topical songs. I was gonna put I Don't Believe in the Sun, which is also a very good one, but I do believe in the sun and I do believe in the moon, so this one is more fitting. Up next, we have Astronomy by Blue Oyster Cult, and then some David Bowie, and more after that. We'll keep it mysterious. Here's Astronomy by Blue Oyster Cult.
Tends to fly away like lesser birds on the four winds, like silver scripts in May. And now the sand's become a crust, most of you have gone away. Susie dear, let's take a walk just out there upon the beach. I know you'll soon be married and you want to know where winds come from. Well, it's never said at all on the map that can read. Behind the clock back there, you know, at the four winds bar.
Time and then came me. Small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools if they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the is their life on Mars. It's on America's tortured brow, Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a saddening bore, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong. And the
by the lights gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little while. I like to watch things on TV. Satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love. Satellite's gone way up to Mars. Soon it'll be filled with parking cars. Watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. Harry, Mark, and John. Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday through Thursday with Harry, Mark, and John. Satellite's gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little. I love to watch things on TV. Satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love.
States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. This is a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. You just heard Satellite of Love by Lou Reed. Before that was Life on Mars by David Bowie. Up next we have Saturn Song by Beach House. And then after that, Laika by Will Wagner. And then I'll talk about that more when we get there. But here's Saturn Song by Beach House.
Thank you.
before I play the next few songs, I've just been thinking a lot about, like, space and the planets, obviously. And one thing I always go back to is Carl Sagan's Pale Blue Dot, because it's just such a beautiful, like, framing of our place in the universe. Whatever, not to get too sappy, but I wanted to read it on the radio. Just, like, to keep it, you know, to keep it on here. But yeah, it's, I watch this video, the voiceover, like, constantly. It's in, like, everything that I think about all the time. My friend Lily has a photography account called Pale Blue Dot on Film, because we are the Pale Blue Dot. That's us. That's here, that's home, that's us. But yeah, this is from Carl Sagan's 1994 book, Pale Blue Dot. From this distant vantage point, the Earth might not seem of any particular interest, but for us, it's different. Consider again that dot. That's here. That's home. That's us. On it, everyone you know, everyone you love, everyone you've ever heard of, every human being who ever was, lived their, out their lives. The aggregate of our joy and suffering, thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines, every hunter and forager, every hero and coward, every creator and destroyer of civilization, every king and peasant, every young couple in love, every mother and father, hopeful child, inventor and explorer, every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every superstar, every supreme leader, every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived there, on a mote of dust suspended in a sunbeam. The Earth is a very small stage in a vast cosmic arena. Think of the rivers of blood spilled by all those generals and emperors so that, in glory and triumph, they could become the momentary masters of a fraction of a dot. Think of the endless cruelties visited by the inhabitants of one corner of this pixel on the scarcely distinguishable inhabitants of some other corner. How frequent their misunderstandings. How eager they are to kill one another. How fervent their hatreds. Our posturings, our imagined self-importance, the delusion that we have some privileged position in the universe, are challenged by this point of pale light. Our planet is a lonely speck in the great enveloping cosmic dark. In our obscurity, in all this vastness, there is no hint that help will come from elsewhere to save us from ourselves. The Earth is the only world known so far to harbor life. There is nowhere else, at least in the near future, to which our species could migrate. Visit, yes. Settle, not yet. Like it or not, for the moment, the Earth is where we make our stand. It has been said that astronomy is a humbling and character-building experience. There is perhaps no better demonstration of the folly of human conceits than this distant image of our tiny world. To me, it underscores our responsibility to deal more kindly with one another and to preserve and cherish the pale blue dot, the only home we've ever known. By Carl Sagan. Maybe there's no words for that. I also think exploring the planets and the moon is such a beautiful thing, because it also makes you think about how small we are as a pale blue dot. And we really are just a mote of dust suspended in a moonbeam. Like, it's just, I don't know. Just think about that. Next song we have is Laika by Will Wagner, about, of course, beautiful space dog Laika. Yeah, enjoy.
I'm here in my cage, see them make plans, hear them reassure investors, shake president's hands. The men with machines put tubes into me. They measure my vital signs, my flight trajectory. They taught me to sit, taught me to lie down, told me that a thousand years of wandering would end now. And they fed me my last meal, was the same as my first. from here in my cage. I watch the man walk. And now it's a flurry of lab coats and hurry. They talk about budgets and taxpayers' money, and I wag my tail and I'll be a good girl. They forgot to walk me this morning. They were too busy changing the world. And I'm out from my cage and I'm trying to be brave, but the men, they are sweating and now they're injecting. And as I awake, I'm shocked and amazed at the sheer crushing empty. And I look down on man's little earth, sitting there quietly wondering what it's worth. And I drift away, but that's okay, there's more room to play out here than back in my cage. And I know I will die, but that is fine, 'cause in some way I am helping mankind. And I don't understand, 'cause I'm not as smart as them, but even a parachute would have shown that they can. And so I float on, space's only dog, friend to the stars, pet of the sun. From my little ship, I dream of my bone, walking the path, something comfy to sleep. And they call me Laika, but I just like to say that I was born little curly and I'll die with that name. Yeah, they call me Laika, but I just like to say I was born little curly and I'll die with that name.
Thank you.
Genius. Before that, you heard The Lovely Universe by Circulatory System, and before that was Inner Space by The Apples and Stereo. We have one song left today. It's Lost in Space by Luna, but Reminder, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Lydia and this was Radio Cures. I hope you enjoyed this space themed show today. And yeah, I hope you have a wonderful Sunday night, Monday morning. And yeah, the weather's getting warmer. The flowers are blooming, finally. And I'm very happy. Very at peace. A lot to think about. But yeah, here's Lost in Space by Luna.
Such a shame, you heard it all before.